It's 91 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. As the data center debate heats up across Middle Tennessee, Fisk University is defending the plan to build one on campus. This week, Coffee County became the latest local government to create a moratorium on the centers. Cedar Hill and McMinnville beat it to the punch. And today, Nashville's Planning Commission is considering its own moratorium, as well as new regulations on data centers. Fisk is catching heat for the proposal for several reasons. It's getting the same blowback as all data center proposals, with concerns about energy use, water use, pollution, and noise. But also, Fisk announced a major campus overhaul this spring. That included an innovation center named Quantum Leap. The Nashville Business Journal reports the words data center weren't used in any of the materials about the overhaul. Fisk also did not announce any community meetings or other opportunities for feedback. The historically black university is in North Nashville. In a statement, the administration noted that it's in zip code 37208. That's a majority black tract that has been impoverished since hundreds of homes and businesses were destroyed to build Interstate 40. "We would never cause harm here," the statement reads in part. The statement also said, "As technology advancements continue to outpace access, institutions like Fisk must embrace this new era of technology to ensure our community doesn't get left behind." An East Tennessee pastor has pleaded guilty to misappropriating at least $330,000 in church money. That comes after an investigation by the state's comptroller's office, which does forensic audits. Nicholas Raines of Loudoun County used the church's money on credit card payments, ATM withdrawals, furniture and household items, personal travel, restaurants and groceries, and personal bills. Raines pleaded guilty to one count of theft. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.